Lightning may strike again and again and again, but never in the same place, as the saying goes. But 300 people are unlucky enough to be struck by lightning every year. 10% of the strikes are fatal. John Jensenius is the lightning specialty safety specialist at the NOAA National Weather Service. He talked to conversation producer Ali Ferguson.
What happens to your body when lightning strikes?
When a person is struck by lightning, the greatest concern is either brain injury or nerve damage. In particular, initially, the biggest problem is people often suffer cardiac arrest. So it's very important if somebody is struck by lightning that they're checked for their pulse. If they don't have a pulse, that somebody begin CPR right away and, of course, call for help.
Obviously, people should try and stay inside if there is lightning on the forecast. But if you're outside, what should you do to protect yourself?
Well, if you are outside, there actually is very little you can do to be safe. So we strongly recommend that you listen to the forecast ahead of time and, if at all possible, cancel or postpone activities so that you completely avoid the lightning threat. If you are caught outside, there are things that you should avoid so that you don't increase your chances of being struck by lightning. You would want to stay away from particularly tall trees or tall objects. But at the same time, you don't want to be the tallest object in the immediate area. So really, it comes down to there really isn't a good place to be outside. Another thing that you definitely don't want to do is you don't want to lie on the ground. And that's because when lightning strikes an object, the discharge is over the ground surface, in and along the ground surface. And if you are lying on the ground, you're actually a better conductor of that electricity and more likely to be either killed or injured by lightning.
So don't be too tall, but don't be too flat either.
Right,
doesn't leave
right.
me a lot of options.
No, there aren't a lot of options, which is why we strongly recommend that people get inside. If you can hear thunder, you're within striking distance of the storm and need to get inside immediately. And then we recommend that people wait 30 minutes before returning outside after the last nearby lightning or any thunder.
Yeah, so if I hear thunder, how can I determine how far away the lightning is?
Well, the speed of sound is about 1,100 feet per second, which means it travels a mile in about 5 seconds. So if you see lightning, then you count the number of seconds between the lightning and the thunder. That number of seconds then divide by 5, and that will give you the number of miles away. So if it's 15 seconds between the lightning and thunder, divide by 5, that tells you it's 3 miles away.
John Jensenius, who's with the NOAA National Weather Service, speaking with conversation producer Ali Ferguson.